It's coming up 13 past four. Now, a 24-year-old takes X-rated snaps of his naked girlfriend while she's sleeping and then sends them out into cyberspace. A jilted woman forwards a sex tape of her and her ex-husband to his horrified mother. It's called revenge porn, and NetSafe says it's on the rise in New Zealand. And although the Harmful Digital Communications Act of 2015 makes it a crime, few cases have made it to court. Well, private investigator Julia Hartley-Moore deals with a lot of these complaints. She's with me now. Hello to you, Julia.
Hi, Rachel.
Is it becoming more common, do you think, or are we just talking about it more perhaps now?
No. It is becoming more common. Interestingly enough, though, what we are seeing, excuse my voice, what we are seeing is, whereas men, I've never seen men take revenge before in terms of infidelity or breakups of marriages or relationships, I am seeing a definite increase in men revealing, you know, doing this revenge porn. It's how they're getting back. They are taking revenge by using revenge porn. And we're dealing with a case at the moment where a chap, his marriage has ended. There was no infidelity. It has ended, and he is absolutely furious. So he has gone and posted all the private pictures that they took together. He's posted them online. Now, they have children, and she has taken the legal route. She's fortunate enough that she can afford to, but you see, not everybody can, and that's the problem.
Yeah, it's a really difficult situation too, Julia, because if it's posted online and then you take the perpetrator to court, it will end up ultimately in the media before you have probably had a chance to rule on this. You're in essence fueling it in a way. More people will see those images of you.
Exactly, and that's why so many people don't do it. Do you know, it's just, and what we're finding also is that it's increased the age. You know, you kind of relate this to younger people. We are seeing 30s, 40s, 50-year-olds doing this.
Wow, you know, it's interesting. My news editor, Nadia, we had a conversation earlier on today, and she said this is really an issue for the young and the beautiful, isn't it? Because when you're older and you've had kids, you tend to keep the lights off, she says, and keep the cameras away.
But no, do you know, I couldn't agree with you more, and you would think that was the case.
Yeah.
And yet it's not. It's not at all. And that is what we are seeing, a rise in the age and definitely the fact that it's more men. We're dealing with more men that have posted these pictures online than women.
And I guess you look at the psychology of it. Is it more humiliating to a certain degree for a woman to be seen in that way than for a man to be seen in that way, I guess?
And you're right, because most of the people we deal with are married people. They are mothers. And just as you said, that, you know, you would expect it to be the young and the beautiful and the perfect bodies, but of course it's not. And that's what's so horrible with this.
The implications are huge, aren't they? Because it can be life-changing and depending on your career, I guess, potentially career-ending or restricting to your career in some way as well.
I think it is, and I just think it's so humiliating because, look, everyone gets to see it, or the family, everyone gets to see it. And it's just so, it is a really, really cruel thing to do. And Rachel, the only thing, it's like I say, with every relationship, you have the chance of infidelity. It's a fact. With every relationship, and you take nude photographs, you have the chance of someone doing revenge porn. It's a fact nowadays.
Private investigator Julia Hartley-Moore.